Okay, let's get started with Sefer Shmuel Beis, the second part of our Shiurim in Sefer Shmuel. According to Chazal, it's really one Sefer. Sefer Shmuel Aleph and Beis are really two parts of one Sefer. As we know, there are eight Svarim in Navi, Yeshua Shoftim, Shmuel Malachim, Yeshayo, Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, and Shreyasar. Eight Svarim, so Shmuel is counted as one. The Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Yudalev, tells us that it was written by Shmuel and then finished off by Nasan and Gaz. Obviously, since Shmuel died in Shmuel Aleph, he couldn't have written the rest of Shmuel Beis. So it was written by Nasan and Gad finished off. It is a Sefer Shmuel Beis, that is a Sefer about David HaMelech. So we know the first half of the Sefer Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph, was all about Shaul, and the second half was Shaul and David specifically, and Shaul trying to assassinate David and on the run. And the first couple of prakim, the first four prakim of Sefer Shmuel Beis, really finishes the times of Shaul and everything related to him. After that, we get into David HaMelech, and we get into David and Bathsheba, and all the stories related to David and his family, because at the beginning of Malachim Aleph, which is the next Sefer, David is at the end of his life. So really, Shmuel Beis is the Sefer of David HaMelech, one of the most exciting, if not the most exciting Sefer in the entire Tanakh. So much in it, chock full of everything. So we start off with the first parak. The first parak discusses a continuation of the end of Sefer Shmuel Aleph. An Amaleki lad, a Nahar, comes to David HaMelech. Where was David last? Remember, David had teamed up and was sitting in the land of the Plishtim. But the fellow Plishti people didn't want him to fight with them against Yisrael, because they thought that he wouldn't be able to. So that helped David get out of a difficult situation. But last we had seen, he went to Ziklag to fight Amalek. And he was on his way back, and he probably felt pretty good. He felt victorious after wiping out his enemy. And he comes back, and someone comes to him with torn clothing, dirt on his head, Simanim of Avelus, falls on his face, and says to David, "I've survived." "Where are you from, David S? Tell me, Hagen Ali." So he says, I've just run away from the Milchama. Many people have been killed, and that includes Shaul and Yehonasan. David says to him, "What do you mean? How do you know?" The Nar says, "I saw it with my own eyes." As he says, as we'll talk about the Psukim, "I was out in Har Gilboa." That's where all these events happened. And Shaul was on his sword, and he was about to die. And he says to me, "I'm about to die, kill me." "So I killed him," says the lad, "because that's what I wanted." That's what he wanted. He knew he wasn't going to live it. He didn't want to be killed by the Plishtim. "And here, look, I took his crown. I brought his etzadah, his jewelry. I brought him to you," because he obviously felt that David, and thought that David would be happy about this. David hears about this, and just the opposite. "Vayachzik David bivigadava yigreim," he tore it. Total avail, as though Shaul had wanted to kill him. And he was a rodef. David does not react at all with any slight feeling of simcha, even though now he's a free man, now he can become the king. David does not mention any of that. Everybody tore, and they cried the entire day for all of the terrible events. Then David turns to the Nahar and says, "You, who are you? You're a Ben Amaleki. How do you have the gall? To kill Shaul?" David tells one of his own Na'arim, "He's Chayav Misa, kill him." And this boy, this Na'ar, is killed. And David says, "Damcha Roshecha, it's your fault for what you did." And the second half of the parak is David's kina, called Kinas David. David, not too many kinos. There are shiros, there are songs in Tanakh, but there aren't too many kinos. Here, David gives a kina. Vayikonin David es akina azos. David makes a kina on Shaul Yonasan, and he describes how great they were, and the tragedy that took place when they were fell from us. He describes his love for Yehonasan. Na'am talima od. He calls him his brother, and he says a number of times in the kina, "Eich nafluki borim," just a rhetorical question of how could these great, amazing people fall in battle. So that's the story, and now, as we always do, get back to the beginning and go deeper into the Psukim. Says the Pasuk, "Vayehi Pasagala, Vayehi Achrei Mos Shaul, V'David Shav Me'akos Es Amalek." After Shaul dies and David comes back from wiping out Amalek, the Malbim already says, hinted in this first Pasuk, in this first phrase, is the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Malbim, "Be'eis shaka shimsho shel Shaul, uvenei Yisrael lo atzru koach lefnei aivehem." What's the first phrase? Shaul dies, Shaul's son is setting, Zarach Shimsho Shal David, Hu Varbamayos Ishimo Nitzchu Machanagado Vakavin Ma'od. In the same pasuk, we have Shaul's death, and we have David on the rise. David wiping out Amalek, it's Zelu Umazeh. Hashem never leaves a dar without a leader. David returns from Tziklag for a couple of days. Bayom Ashlishi on the third day back. Vina Ishbam and Amachanameim Shaul, a man comes from Shaul, Ubagadav Keruim, and his clothing is torn. Keep in mind, interesting to note, David had no idea. What did David expect that was going to happen? He had no idea that Shaul was going to lose. He didn't know about the whole going to the witch of Ein Dor and the nevuah of Shmuel. He didn't know any of that. He just knew that the Bnei Yisrael were fighting the Plishtim. So he was hoping and he thought, maybe expected, that the Yisrael would win. So he hears this and he's in total shock. The boy comes and bows down. And he says, I've come from the Machane Yisrael. Tell me. He says, I've run away. And all these tragedies occur. Vagam Shaul, the Yehonasan beno Mesu, Shaul and Yehonasan have died. Interesting. The Mishmar Zozah points out that he doesn't call him Shaul HaMelech here. He just calls him Shaul. So you might say, because David was the king. Or it might be based on the pasuk in Koheles, Ein Shilton b'yom hamavis. On the day of death, there's no Shilton. That's why there are those that have the custom also at a Levaya or on a Matseva not to write Harav, Agona, Adir. Some do, some don't. But that is the, at least at a Levaya, without giving titles, because on the day of death, right, there is no Shilton. We don't have Shlita. Afterwards, maybe that's why on most Kfaris, when we have great Gedolim, we do write titles on the Kever, because that's not Dafka, in Shilton Biyom Hamavis. Okay, so what happens? David says to the Nar, Ech Yadata, how do you know? Ki made Shaul v'Yonasan b'no. And v'yomer Yonar, he says, I was on Har Gilboa, and Shaul was leaning on his Chanit. One of the major questions on this parak, there are a few, one of them is how do you put together the story that happens here in Shmuel Bey's parak Aleph with the story that happened just one parak ago in parak Lamed Aleph of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, right? What does it say there? The story in the end of Shmuel Aleph is that he committed suicide. And as we always give the example, one of the four suicides in Tanakh is Shaul, and Shimshon, and Achitofel, as we'll get to, and we'll get to Zimri, but the pasuk describes in Parak Lamed Aleph, Vayomer Shaul and Osei Kelav Shlov Charbecha V'Dakreini Ba, kill me, Pen Yavar Reilam Eile U'Tekaruni, kill me, and he didn't want to. Vayikach Shaul Asacher Vayipol Aleha, and he fell on his own sword. Vayar Nosei Kelav Kimei Shaul, and the Nosei Kelav of Shaul saw this, so he also killed himself. That's what it says, and here it says that this Na'ar fell on his. Saw him fall on his sword, but he wasn't dead yet. So, 2 days, Machlokas Rishonim. So some say, the Radak quotes both, some say that Shaul tried, but he didn't fully succeed. He would have. He basically committed suicide. He would have died very soon, but he wanted to die quicker. The Karaftias Misasi, the Radak says, I hasted his death, number one. Number two, it could be that he was lying. Really, it could be that that Shaul did commit suicide and he was fully dead, but this Na'ar thought that he would score points by saying to David that he had killed Shaul, and that's why he makes it up. That's what the Radak also quotes. So, Pirshu HaKadmonim, Lafisha Kizev, he lied. So, different deos in the Rishonim, how exactly to put these two together. Vayomer David El Anar Magilo. So how do you know? So he says, I came, I found him on his sword. Vahine Harechev Ubalea Parashimid Biku. And it was pressure, and the Plishtim were fighting, and they were on the run. And he turned to me. Shaul turns to me and says, who are you? And I say to him, Amaleki Anochi, I'm an Amaleki. Meaning I wasn't a Plishti. I was an Amaleki. Vayomer Eli, Amadno, Eli, Omosiseini. Stand up and kill me, Kiachazani Hashavats. Because the Shavats has Grammy. What does that mean? Literally, the Shavats? So Pashas, it means that he was in the throes of death, that he was about to die, he was a Goses. Ki okol o nafshibo. So, I need a plague, just kill me. Rashi, quoting the Medrash, says, Shavats is connected to the word Tashbates. Ksonis Tashbates, one of the begadim of the Kahanim, and this is a reference to the fact that, why did Shaul suffer such a terrible death? Because of the massacre that, under his rulership, Novi Rakonim was killed out. That's the connection of Tashbates, Ksones Tashbates. If you look at the Mishpat Zohav, he discusses here, interestingly, that The Gemara tells us, both in Zvachim and in Arachid, that each, quotes the Parashas Drachim, that each of the big Kahuna are mechaper on something. So the Ksonis is mechaper on Shvichas Damim. That's why Dafka, this is what's alluded to here. Klotatvis, when he killed out the Kohen Gadol and all the Kohanim, they didn't wear the Ketonis anymore. They didn't wear the Ketonis anymore, so then Vayitvulas HaKetonis Badam, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk by Yosef, so because he didn't have that as protection, that's why he was chayiv misa. Others, there is also a medrash. The Muslim Nevi'im quotes a medrash here in Vayikra Rabbah that some were protesting. How could this happen to Shaul? Doesn't he have kedushas haguf? Right, he's the king. How could this happen to a Mashiach Hashem? And the answer is because he himself wiped out a Mashiach Hashem. He himself killed the Kohen Gadol who had that status based on the Shemen HaMishcha. And that is why it's understandable that this is what happened in terms of Mida Kineged Mida. So he says, Achazani HaShavatz, Ki Kol Od Nafshi Bo, Vo Emod Allah Va'amosa Seyu. So says this, Na'ar Amaleki, I stood up and I killed him. The Musar Nevi'im points out the irony here, that David HaMelech did not kill out Amalek because of misplaced Rachmanus. This Amalekian kills Shaul because of Rachmanus. Both out of Rachmanus, but that's what both of them. One is killed because of Rachmanus, and the other one did not kill because of Rachmanus. An irony at the end of his life. So what happens? Let's continue. Says the Nar, he took the Nazir, he took the crown, and the Etz Adon, the jewelry, Vaviyam El Adunihena. Some say it wasn't really a crown and jewelry. Maybe this is a reference to Tfilin. The Marikra quotes an idea that's referring to as Tfilin, and it means the glory of Am Yisrael was taken. Vayachazek David Bibgadav, and now we have the reaction. What does David do? He takes his clothing, Vayikra Aim, and he tears his clothing. Vagam Kal Nashim Esherito, all the men. And they and they're maspid, and they cry, and they fast for what? Al Shaul, Val Yonasan Beno, for Shaul, for Yonasan, for the Am Hashem, and Beis Yisrael. Four things listed. The Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Chavav. The Radak quotes the Gemara. You learn from here the Chiv of Kriya. Four, we know the Chiv of Kriya for a parent. That's separate Chiv. But you learn from here the other Chiv of Kriya. Four, you learn the Kriya for Shaul. Shaul was the king, the leader, the Nasi. Yehonasan Beno. Yehonasan was the Av Bezdin. Am Hashem V'al Beis Yisrael. So the Gemara learns that to mean Shmuos Ra'os. When somebody hears terrible tragedies, Shmuos Ra'os, they have to tear Kriya. What are the last two phrases? Are they the same? Am Hashem and Beis Yisrael? So this is a classic machlokes between the Radak and the Malbim. Many, many times in Navi, the Radak and the Malbim argue when there is a phrase that seems just to double. And to say the same thing twice, the Radak would often say, Kafel ha'inyin b'milim shonos. It means the same thing, it's just poetic, make it beautiful, lashon. That's exactly what the Radak says here. U'masha amar, al-am Hashem al Beis Yisrael, ha'kol echad, kafel ha'inyin l'rov hatzara. For emphasis, it repeats it. Klomar, Beis Yisrael, naflu becherev, v'heim am Hashem. The am Hashem, which is Beis Yisrael. The Malbim, Kedarka Bakodesh, always tries to come up with a little difference. The Navi wouldn't just repeat it. So the Malbim says, am Hashem here refers to the Sanhedrin. And Beis Yisrael means the rest of Am Yisrael. The am Hashem, the representatives of the am, right? The 71. In Halacha, there are many sources. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one of his essays that they represent all of Klal Yisrael. That's why they appoint the Melech. That's why they are Mosif unto the Azara, the Chulu. So they represent, so that's what it means here, the Am Hashem, the Am Yisrael. So all of them, these are all the tragedies. Then, Vayomer David al Nahar Megiddo. So now, David turns after crying and the reaction that he was supposed to have. Now, David has to take care of business. Vayomer David al Nahar Megiddo. Emi ze ata. So again, where are you? Who are you? He already knows. But he says, where are you from? Vayomer ben ish ger amaleki anochi. I am an ish ger amaleki. The Radak has two days here. Does this mean ger or gar? Does he mean he was just somebody who lived gar in Eretz Yisrael at the time? Or was he mamish a ger? Was he ger? Did his father convert? Right? So was he a ger living in Eretz Yisrael? That's the two days. Vayomer lav David, eich lo yareisa lishloch yatcha l'shachesis v'shiach Hashem. Not only did David not do anything in the cave two times in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, but here he gets up and says, how can you touch the Mashiach? He's anointed. Vayikra David la'achad me'ana arim, vayomer gash pigavo. He tells one of his lads, one of his servants, kill him, vayakehu vayamos. And afterwards, David says out loud, vayomer elav David, damcha aroshecha. This is not my bringing. It's all you. Ki picha anabecha lemar, your mouth said, anochi mosati es Mashiach Hashem. I did it. And the Mesudas David says, what does it mean, damcha aroshecha? David's basically saying, I don't care if you made it up. Maybe you're lying. Maybe he kind of had a vision that Shaul killed himself. But doesn't matter. Maybe you think you're just going to get on my good side by saying this. I don't care. You said it. You're chayav misa. And the shaila, the next big shaila on this parak is, by all the Rishonim and the Achronim, why was this boy chayav misa? Number one, wasn't he just doing what David, what Shaul had asked him? Ask the Ralbag right here. Why was he chayav misa? V'yesh lo tamua. Madu atziva David lahargo. V'hine asa zeper atzon Shaul bakashaso. He asked him to do it. The king asked you to do something, you do it. Says the Ralbag, Elosha tshuva baze einena mimasha yikshe. V'ze sha'omer lachaveiro chavobi. V'chavavo. If somebody says, hit me, whip me, hurt me, and the person does it, what does the Gemara say? It's usur. My body is not mine. I can't tell somebody to hurt me. Kraksusi, fine. But chavobi, you can't do that. Your body's not yours. Kol shekein bahamasas hamelech, v'yein mitzvas hamelech, mimasha tiftereu bazeh, ki divrei harav v'divrei atalmid, divrei mishomin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you it's usur. So what if even if it's the king? V'nei yisira Torah, devar ha'amata, kol shekein ha'amasas ha'malachim. Says the Rabbag, no, it's divrei harav v'divrei atalmid. Your body is not yours. Along these lines, we like to quote it in past other contexts, the beautiful Radvaz, the Radvaz on the Rambam, in the end of Perek Yud Ches, of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Radvaz explains, why is it that a person cannot wound themselves? Says the Radvaz, Lefi she'ein nafsho shel adam kinyano ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemer hanafashos lihena. Quotes a pasuk in Yechezkel, Hilkach lo toel hoda aso bedavar she'enu shelo. If you come to Bezin and say, I ate treif, whip me, Bezin's not going to whip you, because you don't have right to hurt yourself, you don't have rights to let somebody else hurt yourself. And therefore, Beis Din is you're not allowed to inflict damage and hurt yourself. So that is the Radvaz, and that's the number one Ralbag answer. Why did he kill him? Didn't Shaul say that he gave him permission? So what? He gave him permission. Number one. Number two, the Torah Tamima, the end of Parshas Peshalach, where Amalek is discussed there. The Torah Tamima says a different shot. He says really he killed him because he was an Amalek. Amalek, you have to wipe out Amalek. Timcha Zerecher Amalek. Why was a different reason given? And Bechlal asked the Torah Tamima, why did David have to give any reason? Just kill him. David could kill him for whatever reason he wants to. Why do you have to give a reason? Because David knew he was going to eventually be the king. He didn't want any nations. This was all for public. The public, Pearsome, put this in the newspapers. I'm killing him because he's an Amalek. You know what? What are you going to tell the newspapers? Tell the newspapers that he killed Shaul, and that's why I'm killing him. Kasher emes keno ya, David knew what happened. V'lochein ratzal ha'arogas anar ach v'rak b'bnei shal yamei Amalek. V'rak ratzal l'fari shem b'bnei zeh harago. He didn't want to publicize it. Ulay m'bnei shal yamei mu'utad. Mitatet oz la'alot l'melucha. V'lo ratzal l'hargiz es ha'umos. Ki sonehu osam. V'lochein l'man lo yichashvu kazos ha'umos shahargo b'shal geza Amalek. You shouldn't think it's racism. You shouldn't think it's something else. So that's why he gives a different shot. Number two, but number two shot is that he killed him because he was from Amalek. Others suggest that maybe he killed him because he didn't want other people to go and kill more people from Shaul. Right? Okay, Shaul was upset, but maybe David's king now. Everybody else from Shaul has to be wiped out. He didn't want anybody to think that, so that's why he killed this person based on a harasha, which relates really to the fourth idea. And that the Rambam writes in two places. That a king has elastic responsibility and elastic opportunities. The Rambam writes, and that's on the Rambam that I read before, the Radvaz. Then the Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, Gezeiras HaKasev, Shein Mamisin Bezdin V'lo Malkin HaSa'adam V'Hodoyas Piv El Afi Shnei Edim. You never kill somebody based on Hodoyas Baldin. You need two Edim. V'zeh Shaharag Yoshua Achan. So how could Yoshua kill Achan? V'David L'Gera Maleki V'Hodoyas PM Hora Shah Haisa. The Am needed it. Maybe because of the reason that we just said. Oh, Din Malchus Hayah. Or it was Din Malchus. And that's a different Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Rotseach Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, that's the Rambam that says the kings have power. V'chinim ra'u Ratza Melech Yisrael Lahargam B'din HaMalchus V'takana Sa'olam or Shus B'yadu, if he feels that society needs it. And that's why the Ron says in the Drushes that he always has to have a Sefer Torah with him to balance that elastic power. But either way, these are some of the days why they David HaMelech did what he did. Fine. Vayakonin David, back to the Pasuk, it's Akina Azos. David has Akina, Al Shaul, Al Yonasan Beno. He equalizes, amazingly. Shaul, the one who was trying to kill him all these months, and Yonasan, his best friend, he equalizes them and has the same pain. Al Shaul, Al Yonasan Beno. Vayomer. There is a discussion in the Radak here. This first phrase that we're about to read, is this part of the Kina? Doesn't sound like it. L'lamed b'nei Yehuda keshes. To teach Yehuda about being expert keshes, bows and arrows, and weaponry. Hineksuva al Sefer HaYashar. It's written in Sefer HaYashar. What does this pasuk mean? So Chazal assume that this pasuk is telling us, and the Radak assumes this, that this first pasuk is not part of the Kina. But before he eulogizes and mourns Shaul, David wants to give the rest of Am Yisrael chizik. He wants to say, don't worry, I know Shaul just lost, but we're going to take care of it. First I have to eulogize, but after that, we are going to battle. V'lami b'nu yudu keshes. Keshes, we are warriors. And says the Radak, Amar la'anashav, al tityashu min atovah, val yerech levavchem, b'mo Shaul v'yonasan. Don't worry. Keshet milchama biyad bnei Yehuda v'lahem yekver. Don't worry, we are people who battle. And what does it mean? Sefer HaYashar, different days of the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Rashi though here quotes the day of Bereishis. Where in Bereishis does it talk about Yehuda being people and the shevet of warriors? Yadcha ba'oref yaivecha. The pasuk in Vayechi. That's what this pasuk is referring to, says Rashi. Sefer HaYashar refers to Bereishis because the Avo, so-called Yesharim, the Nitziv and the Hakdamah to Bereishis, we mention often, why are the Avos called Yesharim? Because they not disagreed vehemently with other ways of life and beliefs of even idol worshippers, but they recognized their Tzel Malokim. They recognized other drachim, and that's a much quoted nitziv. So that's Sefer HaYashar. That's why Bereishis is called Sefer HaYashar. But that's where it comes from. That phrase, "B'lami b'niyuda keshes." The nitziv also later in Parsha Zosa Bracha on the pasuk of Binyamin Amar Yedid Hashem. The nitziv there discusses how Binyamin was b'derech neis and Yehuda was b'derech teva. David had all the warriors and soldiers, but when Shaul was king from Shevet Binyamin, that's when he was able to kill Goliath. Right, b'derech neis, because there was, and that's why one of the pshatim we discussed back in Shmuel Aleph, why it was inappropriate to ask for a king at that time, because a king is b'derech teva. That was only later. At the time that they asked for it, Shaul was still in charge, so it was still b'derech neis. They didn't need it. But either way, this is from Lami ben Yehuda Keshes. They were going to have wars, and they were going to be victorious. And then David starts the actual kina. Hatzvi Yisrael al b'mosecha chalal eich naflu giborim. A few times here, Eich naflu giborim, he repeats it. And he says, as if talking to the Plishtim, don't announce this in Ashkelon or in Gat, two of the Plishti cities. And then he turns to the Harei Gilboa. As we know, Bizman Hazeh, part of the Gilboa mountains are barren. Barren, for no apparent reason. All around there is green. Why the Harei Gilboa barren? Because of this pasuk. David cursed them. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Harei Gilboa, al tal va'al matar aleichem. Rain and dew should not fall on you. Usedei trumos. And you shouldn't have fields. Where should you give truma from? You shouldn't be able to give anything. Kisham nig'al magen giborim. The shield of the strong ones was thrown away. Mugging Shaul, believe Mashua Pashem, and as if it didn't have oil. They used to smear their shields with oil so that anything that hits it would slide off. But here, David says, it was as if they were overcome, they were killed. It was as if they didn't have protection. And he quotes, other psukim, Cherev Shaul, Yashuv Rekam, Shaul v'Yehonasan, Hanehavim v'Haneimim v'Chayeyem, right? We say this on Shabbos morning. Bimosam lo nefradu. They were together in life. Pashtus, they were together in death, they died together. The Radak also quotes Targum Yonasan that says, even in death, they didn't go away from Am Yisrael. Even though they knew that this was their end, but Mosum lo nefradu, they didn't leave the Am. Minisharim kalu umearayos gaveru, even greater than eagles and lions. And then he says to the Benos Yisrael, cry for Shaul, El Shaul til Bechena. Right, one might connect this pasuk to back in Shmuel Aleph, what started the whole hatred with Shaul and David, and what led to his jealousy, back in Parak Yud Ches Pasuk Zayin. It was after David beat Goliath and the Benos Yisrael started singing how great David is, and he's even better than Shaul. Hika Shaul Ba'alafav, the David Berivavosav, and Shaul got extremely angry. Vayichal Shaul Ma'od, Vayera Be'enav, he was upset. So now Shaul, David says to the Benos Yisrael, cry for him. Make sure you give him proper respect. And at the end, he says to Yehonasan, personally, Na'amtali Ma'od, I love you more than I loved women. Different pshatim, what does this mean? More than I love my two wives. More than, or there are the Mitzvot David says, you know, when I have a man and a woman, there's intermixed in there the physical connection. And here, there's nothing. It's just pure, unadulterated love. And he mourns, again, the last pasuk, Eich naflu giborim vayovdu klei milchama. Baruch Hashem, we've had a haschala, a beginning to Sefer Shmuel Aleph, with the death of Shaul, David mourning. And then, Bezer, next time we get into the long parak of Parak Beis, where we continue with Inyanim of Shaul, of Yoav, and Avner, and other related issues. Okay, we'll stop here.